everybody. Hello? Can you hear me? No one? No one can hear me? Can't even hear myself, actually. Hello? I don't think anyone can hear me. If you can hear me, and you know my number, text me. I can't hear myself. This is strange. Hello, can you hear me? Anybody out there? Nope, nobody's out there. Cool. Is this working now? Nope, no work. Thank you.
You need to crash and burn, you're not alone.
Hello. Hello? 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 I'm gonna keep talking into this just to see if I can hear myself, if it's starting to work, and I don't think it is. Let's see if anyone else can hear me. Texting someone right now. Because I don't think anyone else can hear me, but maybe. Not quite sure. Could be wrong. Could be talking to a lot of people right now. Not sure. Could just be talking about serial groper. But maybe no one's listening about my serial groper, because maybe no one can hear me. I don't know what's wrong. This is making me sad. Maybe I'm just wasting time and I could have been doing this the whole time. Just listening to myself. If someone would just text me back. Tell me if I'm on right now. That'd be dandy. I was really prepared too. Whole hour's worth. Now I'm gonna get like a half hour. Super cool. Ooh, I'm super lucky. I have all the best. The best of luck with these type of things. Oh, people can't hear me. I just can't hear myself. Okay, I'm gonna go on the show then. Never mind, commercial break.
Check.
I'm dreaming of you.
try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not there. Goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not there. Goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. When you are not there.
I was having some technical difficulties, so if you are listening still, thank you. That was just a lot of college radio going on. So I was having some technical difficulties, but I'm here. This is DJ LC from Tinsel Talk, and you are listening to it on radio.dominican.edu. So on tap for today, some movie news that I didn't get to last week, stupid stuff I've watched on TV, and some celebrities acting like I care. Chris Brown news and local news. A serial groper is on the loose. This is not made up. I heard it on the news. Spoil alert, I'm the serial groper. No, not really. But I could be. You never know. It might just happen one day. So, now that I only have like a half hour, I'm going to pick and choose my topics because I had a lot of topics to talk about. And I'll just talk about the rest later. Next week. So on movie news, I was on e.com for the movie reviews, and they gave Magic Mike a B+, but The Amazing Spider-Man an A-. That's ridiculous. Magic Mike B+, not even the stripping could get a B+. I mean, okay, Amazing Spider-Man A-, that's cool, I get that. Magic Mike B+. So I was curious what they were gonna rate other movies. So I went to click on their link and I have a broken link. So good job, E-Online. You are top notch. And then Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh God, what was that? Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 is starting production in November. Do we really need a Pirates of the Caribbean 5? That's the question. Moving on fast. Perks of Being a Wallflower is coming out in select theaters September 21st, but only in LA and New York. What is a select theaters thing? I want to see this movie. Along with Pitch Perfect, which is coming in select theaters September 28th, but I'm not getting my hopes up. That's coming anywhere near me. Okay, I'm skipping this music break because you've had enough music. Emmys week has kicked off. I don't even know what the Emmys are, so I don't care. But it also kicks off the awards show season, so that'll give me something to talk about. But on the commercials for the Emmys, they show Miranda Cosgrove a lot. And Miranda Cosgrove turns me into the Incredible Hulk. For some reason, I have no idea why. She just makes me very angry. No reason for it. Moving on fastly again. X Factor last week wrapped up terrible auditions, which ended with a guy bringing Britney Spears flowers. And then when she said no, he looked at her like he wanted to wear her skin. I was terrified for her. And this week, there was good auditions, and there was a 13-year-old girl named Diamond, and she killed it. I like her. She's one of my favorites. Along with this woman named Panda came on, and she declared her love for Simon, and she was in the hospital with pneumonia, and she had to go back to the hospital because she had an attack. I don't know what that would be called. But yeah, she had to go back. Some kid stole a mic from there. The mic cost $3,000, so he was arrested. And then American Idol is coming back with new judges. Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and the returning Randy Jackson. Randy Jackson is only returning Because he has nothing else going on and he needs the money. There's rumors that there's tension between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, and I believe that it's just a contest to see who is the most irrelevant and lame. And these are the highest paying judges on the show so far. And one of the girls, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, I don't know, I guess they gave Ryan Seacrest a makeover. They're doing his makeup. I don't feel like they really had to talk him into that. I feel like he would have volunteered for that one. Glee, this last week was disappointing to me from what they were advertising. And Marley was the new character, and she's too likable. I don't want to like her. Don't make me like her. And then Puck's half-brother was just as angry as him. Ooh, big shocker. Real stretch there, Ryan Murphy. Unique is annoying. I didn't like the guy on Glee Project, and I don't like his character now. If you don't like spoilers, turn it off for like 20 seconds. Because this week it's Brain 2.0. Heard the songs, not a big fan of any of them. And there is going to be an upcoming Grease-themed episode, so let's see how badly they butcher that. And I'm on to the next subject. On the Kardashians season finale, Kim talks about wanting kids and trying to save her eggs. And I just have one advice to her. Please don't. Please. We don't need you reproducing at all. That would be greatly advised for you not to. Oh, and Behind the Music is coming back. But I'm going to save you the time of watching every episode. I'm going to recap it for you right here. I'm going to tell you the whole season right here. The season's going to go like this. The artist's going to struggle to make it. They're going to make it. They're going to be big. A band member's going to die or they get seriously addicted to drugs. The artist starts to struggle and there will be a fall. But through love or faith, they will arise again and they will be well known. So I just recap the whole season for you. You're welcome. Okay, so I dashed through that since I have so little time. Let's see. Oh! Demi Lovato is said to be regretting her 12 tattoos, including but not exclusive to feathers on her side and behind the ear, rock and roll on her finger, and peace on her finger. But with tattoos like that, is it really a surprise that you regret them? I would regret any tattoo of any of those, just even one of them, just a feather I'd regret. That's stupid. And speaking of stupid tattoos, I just found this out. It's probably really old news, but Zac Efron has YOLO tattooed on him, on his hand or finger, one of those. It's on his hand area. That's the dumbest. He doesn't even have enough Canadian street credit for YOLO, so Zac Efron should not. I know my roommate really likes Zac Efron, but YOLO, that brought him down a little bit. Nick Jonas turned 20 sometime this week. No, I don't actually really care, but this leads me into a segue that I forgot last time, and I can mention that Niall Horan from One Direction turned 19 last Thursday, and I had it written down, and I just forgot to say it. So I'm sorry, Niall, and even though you're not listening and you don't care, but I'm sorry. You're a cupcake. Speaking of One Direction, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Ooh, I can't say the name. Can't even talk. Okay. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He has spoken out because there has been many rumors that him and Harry Styles from One Direction are gay. And they have, their couple name is Larry Stylinson. And they have a big following and very many girls that insist that they're in love and that management is trying to hold back their love and that Louis Tomlinson's girlfriend is a beard. And someone tweeted him and said that she knows it's true because he will never deny it. And he lashed out on Twitter and said, this is not a quoted, but it's kind of quoted. There's some words in here that are quoted. That Larry rumor is the biggest bunch of bull poop he has ever heard. And, I mean, I don't really believe the rumors, but you never know. It could happen. But four for you, Louis Tomlinson. You go, Louis Tomlinson. You be sassy. You tell him what you think. And their new music video came out today, And I actually am going to take a musical break this time just so I can play you their song, because I have it. Woo! Exciting stuff here. Are you ready for it? Okay, this is One Direction, Live While We're Young.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on ya. I'm waiting on ya. Come on and let me sneak you out and have a celebration, a celebration.
I'm actually going to not play that because I don't know if... No, I don't know what's wrong with that version of the song. It was working earlier, I swear. I promise you that it was working earlier. I have no idea what's wrong with that. Oh god, it's still playing. It won't mute. That's really strange. I think I hit something that I wasn't supposed to hit. I'm just going to pause that so it's not playing. But you can hear the lyrics now. Can you hear that? No? I don't know what's going on. I'm going to stop this song. Okay. I guess I won't be playing that much music because I don't know what's going on with this. Technical difficulties again. I have the best of luck, clearly. Super good at all this. Anyways, I skipped a bunch of stuff. And I have 30 minutes still to talk about stuff, so I can slow down a little bit, I guess. So I'm not going to have any musical breaks anymore. Maybe I'll try later. Try to figure it out. Oh, I actually have an idea to how to play it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to talk a little more, and then I'm going to play that song again, because you couldn't even hear the lyrics except for the chorus, and that's weird. Okay. Something I've noticed a lot recently are celebrities are coming out with books. And just any celebrity. So I guess if you have enough money and you're famous, you can write. And I don't understand why they come out with books. Is anyone reading these books? I think more people read 50 Shades of Grey than celebrity autobiographies, which in itself is a crime, because that is a terribly written book. I haven't read it, but the parts that I have read are terribly written. It's disturbing how bad it is, and that people think it's a good book. You shouldn't call your... She has a phrase in there where she said, "I'm all fingers and thumbs." Of course you're fingers and thumbs. You're human. That's what humans have. They have fingers and thumbs. So, The phrase is I'm all thumbs. But that was severely off topic. I was actually chose not to talk about Fifty Shades of Grey, but it kind of just came up like that. So, and then there was topless photos of Kate Middleton that were published in a magazine, and they were taken while she was on her private property in France. Well, the royal's private property in France, but I guess it's kind of hers too. And they were published in a magazine, and the magazine is being sued. But Emma Roberts, she is from Harry Potter. She played Hermione. She tweeted saying that she loves Kate Middleton, but since she's a princess, she should not be topless anywhere but her house. But since this, that's ridiculous though, because she was on private property. Acres of private property at that. So, I mean, if these photographers really wanted a topless photo of Kate, it would be like taking a picture of someone while they're in their house. Like, she can do what she wants on her property. The paparazzi shouldn't be taking pictures of her. But, I mean, I don't see it as a big deal. I mean, Harry, her brother-in-law, has some nude photos out. Now she does. Next, we're just going to wait for William. Whole naked royal family. Not that I have a problem with that. As long as the queen doesn't jump in. Go for it, royals. Be naked. Be free. I don't see a problem with it. Chris Brown. That's my next subject. That just says Chris Brown. A lot has happened to him, I guess. He has a denied entry into the UK where he had some tours planned. And he was denied due to criminal charges. And then also in the UK, the UK just doesn't seem to like him. And I'm on the same page as the UK. In the UK, there's a store. And in the store, on his CDs, there's warning labels on his CDs warning that he abuses women. And when I saw the pictures of it, I thought it was hilarious, honestly. I thought it was very funny. I laughed at the photos. But I guess he doesn't think it's very funny. Maybe he should get a sense of humor, maybe? No, I'm kidding. I can see where he wouldn't be happy, but I'm pretty happy about that. I think there should be a warning label on his CD. And last week I talked about his neck tattoo that looks like Rihanna when he beat her up. And now his tattoo artist is coming to his defense saying that the tattoo was not of Rihanna and he wasn't even thinking it. And quote, he said this, quote, "He doesn't deserve to be beat down all the time. Doesn't deserve to get beat down all the time, but he can beat people down and put them in the hospital." Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, random tattoo artist. Now, what Chris Brown really deserves is a swift kick in the crotch. That's what he deserves. Maybe a punch to the jugular. But he doesn't deserve to get beat down all the time. I don't get where this tattoo artist is coming from. And I still believe the tattoo is of Rihanna. You cannot convince me otherwise. So I guess this is kind of a show news, but it's in more Christina Aguilera news. She's not returning to The Voice next season because she's going on tour. But she'll be on the fifth season. Her tour last time was canceled because no one was buying tickets. So I don't know what makes her think that people are going to start buying tickets now. She's still just as irrelevant. And people don't even watch The Voice for her. They watch it for, I don't know, CeeLo maybe? Adam Levine, more likely. So I don't think Christina Aguilera should quit that job. I think that's all she really has going for her. Although I saw someplace that she was walking, the title was She's Walking Her Fetus. Maybe, I don't know if she's, I don't think she's pregnant, but that's what it made it sound like. That's off topic. And SNL did a spoof of Ryan Lochte, and he didn't appreciate it, saying that SNL got him all wrong, and that maybe he can be on SNL and to show them who he really is. And all I'd say is, please, Ryan Lochte, just leave me alone. Stop. Stop being everywhere. I can't stand you. Disappear for another 4 years, please. That's all any of us could ever ask for from you. That's all anyone could ever ask for from you. Just stop talking and disappear. Go back to the pool and swim where you can't talk. Lindsay Lohan is angry that Amanda Bynes is not being harshly punished for her actions, because Amanda Bynes has been pulled over several times for drunk driving and was caught with a pipe in her car. And Lindsay Lohan doesn't feel it's fair because Lindsay Lohan was partially punished for these actions, basically the same ones. I say, Lindsay Lohan, take her under your wing. Show her your ways. Become partners in crimes. You could be like best friends and you could drunkenly drive each other around and smoke crack in your guys' car all you want. And Lindsay Lohan shouldn't really complain because the arrest or what her being arrested and tried is what's keeping her relevant. So she should just be happy that no one's taking her spotlight on that. She's like the queen drunk. Which leads me to my next little blurb about her. And her mom was on Dr. Phil. Her mom, Dina Lohan. And her mom was clearly drunk. Her mom denies it, but from what little clips I've seen, she was drunk. She was a hot mess all over the place. And this makes me think that maybe the entire family is always drunk. Like, it's just alcohol runs through their veins, maybe. Like, they're constantly drunk. I feel like that's what it really is. It's not Lindsay Lohan that's the problem. It's not her mom that's drunk. It's just they're always drunk. That's just who they are, how they are. And a man tried to break into Miley Cyrus's house with scissors. Plot twist, she beat you to it. She already cut off all her hair. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, he didn't break into her house though. And I'm gonna try to play that song now. I'm gonna try to figure this out. Because I want to play this song. I had this all planned out. So I'm going to play it. Let me see if this works here. I'm just going to test it out. Ready?
Hey girl, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on and let me sleep. And have a celebration, the music up, the windows down. Yeah, we'll be doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool, and we know it too. Yeah, we'll keep doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool, so tonight, let's go. Let's go.
are we young?
Okay, that was a new One Direction song. I really like it. I've literally been listening to it all day, nonstop. I had another tab open with the music, and I've just been playing it all day, really loudly. So if you're walking by my apartment, you could probably hear it several times. And it was a little quiet, but you could hear it because I played it directly from my phone into the microphone instead of plugging the auxiliary cord in. Crafty, I know, because I don't know what was wrong with that last time I played it. So I'm not going to touch the auxiliary cord right now. Don't want to mess anything else up. Crafty me, though. Proud of myself. It worked. You heard it. And this reminds me, because I know my mother's listening right now. And, Mom, you should buy me some One Direction tickets for their concert next year that I've asked before. Should have my brother get on that. I know you're listening right now. So, yeah, that'd be a good birthday present, maybe. Christmas, maybe. I don't know. Pick and choose. They're both close together. Either one will do. Okay, so, back on to my celebrity gossip. I like how I said that. Let's see if I can say it again. Gossip. Again, that's a new thing. Okay, Shaun White was arrested for being drunk in public, and while he was drunk, he pulled some fire alarms and cracked his head open and tried running from the police. And when I heard it, my mom just texted me. When I heard it, I was not really surprised because I don't feel like if he's not snowboarding, he has nothing else going on in his life. If you're a redhead and you're listening, I'm sorry. But I feel like this is just a ginger habit. Gingers don't have anything else to do, so they're gonna mess things up. I feel like I skipped stuff. I just actually really ran through it really fast because I thought I had no time. And I still have a couple more minutes to talk. I like this. I'm going to go back to Serial Groper because it was really on the news. Me and my roommate were just watching X Factor last night because it's on tonight and last night. And the news came on and we're going to change it. But then they caught our attention with Serial Groper. And apparently this man in Palo Alto, he comes up behind joggers and hugs them. But then he goes for a feel on the chest. And to me, he's just looking for free hugs. But he has T-Rex arms, which is what my roommate has come to conclude. And so he can't reach all the way around. So the hand just ends up resting on the breast. And I feel like he just wants to be loved. And to give love back. And I didn't know groping was a crime, actually. I mean, I guess it is, yeah. But it's a little funny that he's done it so many times that it was actually in the news. And they don't really know what ethnicity is either. Like, they were trying to describe this man, and they said he was either Middle Eastern or Hispanic. So they're not even really sure what ethnicity is or what he really looks like. The two sketches they had looked nothing alike. So basically, they have nothing on him. And he was probably, in fact, just sitting at his TV watching the news, laughing at the fact that he's a serial groper now. He might even be proud. And just gonna scroll, see if I skipped anything. Man, I just talked really fast because I had like 3 pages of stuff to talk about almost. I'm gonna actually... Oh, I do have stuff to talk about. I'm going to move the mic. Oh, there's probably noise. Let's see. Oh. It's more Kate Middleton news. I guess a star photoshopped her having a baby bump. And on their cover, it says, it's twins. But apparently she's not pregnant. I don't know if this is a crime. I guess I can click this link here. Just talk you through it. If the internet would go a little faster, that'd be cool too. Well, she could be pregnant, but I don't think she is since it said photoshopped. So they're probably gonna get sued too, because the royal family is really trying to protect her after what happened with Princess Diana, which is a good thing. I mean, they don't want paparazzi overstepping their boundaries again. That'd be terrible. Yeah, the internet's not working here, so I'm just going to close out that tab. And I see here that Nicki Minaj pulled Mariah Carey aside yesterday, and watch, the internet's not going to work again as I click on the link. Oh, it's working, it's working. And they called a truce on their rumored feud, so I guess they decided they're equally as lame and irrelevant. Yay! I mean, we don't want to fight about that. We can all be lame and irrelevant together. That's always good. Everyone's a winner. I'm going to play another song for you. This is one of my favorite songs, actually. So, here we go. It's called Home by Phillip Phillips. Why would you name your kid that if it's your last name, too? His parents really hated him. Here we go.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down.
Okay, the song is basically over. It's just a lot of ooing and aahing. So, this has come to the end of my show. Maybe next week I could do a full hour, you know, without technical difficulties. And maybe the music will play correctly next week. And I won't have to start late like last week. So maybe we're getting there. I mean, if you're hanging in there with me, thank you. That's appreciated. So, this has been DJ LC on Tinsel Talk. And you can catch me next week, same time, hopefully at 7 o'clock instead of 7:30 like it was today. Hopefully at 7 o'clock you can catch me from 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Goodbye.